Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing okay. We are on flood watch here in Roanoke, Virginia. But other than that, it's been a quiet, rainy day. I even took a nap.
Ah,
how about you?
It was a rainy day here today. Definitely.
Uh-huh.
We have finished our flood watch, so we're ahead of you with this. But yeah, it's good and everything is beautiful here, so I'm really happy about that. You know, the sun always comes out after it rains, so it's nice again.
Well, you know what they say, you can't have a rainbow without a storm.
That's true.
I am the storm queen, after all. That's my reputation all over the planet. Wherever I go, it follows me. But it's just part of what happens when you have Mars conjunct Uranus conjunct the sun in the ninth house of the heavens, okay? Live with it, okay? It's all good. Hey, I'll tell you what do you think about this new moon coming up, Jacqueline?
Oh, I can't wait. I think it's going to really make some good transformations and changes for the positive. It's a really nice opening to really get down to the practicality of your emotions, to really feel your emotions. I love that aspect of it.
To stand on your truth and your loving nature, yes. I love the moon being exalted in Taurus, of course, anyway. It's my ruler. I need that. With this Mercury retrograde, I need this.
You need some stabilization. All those Cancers, they get that stabilization from this new moon, which is really nice. You know, but it's not only the Cancers. It's all the water energies that it really gives them a settling and a practicality, which I like. So one of the really, you know, one of the fun things about this chart with the new moon that I really like and I think is quite important is the only Arabic part that I ever look at is the part of fortune. The Arabic parts only interest me in minimal ways. But I always love watching the part of fortune. It fascinates me. And on this new moon, it is conjunct the rising. And to me, that
yes.
is like such a gift and blessing to know that this new moon is really a change for the benefit. That Arabic part is like a guardian angel over you. It really gives you great benefit. And so no matter how you look at this chart and no matter what goes on at this time, whether it's good, bad, ugly, or otherwise, it's so to our benefit. And that's a beautiful thing.
Well, the Ascendant, of course, changes in different time zones, but both Jack and I live, you know, on the East Coast. So the Ascendant is in Gemini, and the part of fortune is in Gemini, and then also Mars is in Gemini. So it's all about being objective, communication, seeing both sides of the question without judgment, sometimes seeing things a little bit in extremes. And it's difficult to make a decision right now because Mercury is still retrograde, but Mercury and Uranus are kissing in trine to Saturn retrograde. So remember, when you're making decisions in this cycle, everything you have taught and everything you have learned for your greater benefit, as Jacqueline just spoke about. This is such an amazing lunation. I really like this one. The thing I want to put out there, too, I'll let you talk about the Venus Chiron square to Saturn, Jacqueline. Give us your insights on that one.
Well, and really, I really resonate with the Pisces energy, and it is at 29 degrees on that day. And one of the beautiful
the
parts
degree,
about
yes,
you know, you have that Uranus conjunct Mercury that you're talking about, and then you have Venus conjunct Chiron. Now, it's squaring it, so it's really a challenge there, and it's calling us to really trust and have faith in the universe and to really believe in what we really, truly have as our personal values and beliefs and honor those and trust those because of that. And the Chiron energy really gives it that shift. Venus is our benefactor, so it's really, bringing that blessing line to our connection with God, the universe, spirit, whatever you want to call that higher power or that greater energy. Because it's really calling you to task at this point in time. It says, hey, you know this. You've got this. Just trust it.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people have been looking at their health, whether it's emotional, physical, spiritual. And I think that square calls us to meet the challenge of remembering all the things we've done in the past when we were either not feeling well or things were not going great in our lives. And what do we learn and how do we get through before to help us to find our way again on the path of our experience? It's really kind of precious in a way.
It is. That's a good word for it, precious. I like that word for it.
That's my Sag Moon talking.
There you go.
That's okay.
I always love that Sag Moon. They're always fun.
Yes. I try to keep that optimistic energy no matter what. There's times I'm not successful, at least for a moment and maybe for a day, but I try and get back on track with it. Well, we have a lot of people on hold tonight, so we probably better get started because I want to make sure that people can have their questions answered this evening. Next week, next Sunday, we're not going to be able to have the show. I am going to be traveling to where I was born for my mom and my sister's birthday. It's on the same day. And so I am going to be out of town. And Jacqueline said, you know what? I wouldn't mind having a little time in my hot tub. So we'll be here next week, but we'll be back the following week, okay? So you're ready for the first one?
How about we do that?
Okay. Restricted, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kay. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Kay.
Restricted, that's what this is. Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
Cool. sorry. I'm calling. I actually just went through a breakup last week. And I'm just curious to know if it's like final and just about some good energy coming in or coming up.
You're from you were born in Philadelphia, PA?
Yeah, March 5th.
Correct.
And do you live there now?
I'm in Brooklyn now, Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, well, let's take a look at the Brooklyn chart, too. See, we're in a highly retrograde cycle, and so because of that, as far as this being the last straw, probably unlikely. But
oh,
it's because of the process,
unlikely.
It has to continue. What?
It's
sorry, what did you say?
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely unlikely. Okay. Because on this new moon, this Mercury retrograde is right on your Venus. And
yeah.
This Uranus conjunction along with it. So there's a major transformation and change coming as far as this is concerned. On this new moon, both the sun and the new moon are sitting on your Chiron. Okay? And I could go on. Quite a few hits here as far as your chart is concerned. This is an intense time as far as your love life is concerned. It's really making you look at your personal values and beliefs, what you really want as far as a relationship is concerned. Okay? What it's doing is it's reworking the relationship. And what I'm suggesting to you at this point in time is look at really, because this guy's going to come back. I don't care how you look at this. It's not over with yet, okay? There is no finality in this point in time. So you have to prepare yourself and plan to really look at what terms do you want this relationship on, and how are you going to address this situation with them and make that negotiation as far as this relationship is concerned. Okay. Don't look at the lack of use or if not, this one's going to come back, or if you're going to have this relationship or not. Assume that the relationship is still there, and go on the terms and work on that particular part. Don't feed into the fear. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. Because you have to remember one thing is that you tend to pick the fixer-uppers, don't you?
I do, but I did so much better this time. I did. It's funny because what you were saying previously, that's why we broke up. We had two different value systems on something. Essentially, I didn't feel comfortable with him having women from his past as friends. It's just, I feel like a deal breaker for me, and he felt as though I was asking him to forego friendships, which was a deal breaker for him. And as sad as it was and as cool as the relationship was, it's just something that I can't see being comfortable with in my future. You know what I mean? Like, if you've crossed the line, then it's time to go.
Well, you embraced the fear that he would go back greater than the love you shared. Why?
Wait, say that one more time. Sorry.
You embraced the fear that he'd go back to these friends that were once lovers more than the tenacity of the relationship itself and how he loved you. Why?
I don't know. You know, I guess it's just old school, how I was raised, that you don't put yourself in certain situations, you know? It's like old school, like my grandmother, you know what I mean? And I've seen people in situations like maybe not intentionally, you know, crossing a line or relying too much on that person of the opposite sex. But I just feel as though like you don't put yourself in situations. That's how I feel. It doesn't mean I don't trust him. I do, you know, but it's just not something that I would feel comfortable with. Like, he had a drink with one of them, and I didn't know, you know what I mean? And it's just like, it felt like it feels like a date. Like,
I just
don't think it's proper. It's not proper, you know what I mean? So, yeah. And I know
it's time to renegotiate then and see how, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you on his priority list? Because that's what really matters.
Yeah.
Apparently, if he had told you before and said, I'm getting together with my friend, we're just going to have a drink and catch up with each other. I mean, I think if he'd been more open and honest about it and you knew where he was and what he was doing, I think you would have been okay with it.
Yeah, that might have been better.
But you don't want to find out after the fact, and that's one of the rules you might want to engage when you reconnect, okay? Just remember that sometimes you can't push the river, it flows by itself. You're finding out things about him and what's dear to him, and he's finding out what's essential for you. So this is a process, not an event. We've got four planets retrograde this month. To have a breakup stand at this time is probably not realistic, okay?
yeah.
But I think it's important to put the love first and the fear second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And say, mm-hmm. okay, well, if we're going to continue, this is what I would like you to do for me to increase my sense of being number one and me wanting to know what's going on with you. This is what I would prefer. And then let him make a choice.
Right.
Because then it's not all about drama. It's about negotiation.
And we totally could not negotiate. Like, it was just like, I want this, I want this. Okay, see ya. You know, as painful as it was, but.
Yeah, well, it's going to go around again. So, but get yourself together. Neptune's sitting on your sun right now. And because of that,
yeah.
you want to have the dream relationship. I so know that. Okay?
Yes.
And if
yeah.
this has become more of a nightmare than a dream, then you probably are going to, again, become one of his lovers that will become a friend in the future. Okay?
yeah. Yeah.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, what I am going to say is that Mercury is retrograde for a reason, and it makes you have to readdress or look at your side of this too, because it's not just him, it's you as well, okay? Both of you two have to be in the wrong to make the argument there. And so I have to say,
okay.
one of the things about this is that you have to look within yourself. You have a Libra moon with Pluto conjuncted, okay? One-to-one relationships are crucially important to you. But the physical manifestation of individual on this earth being around is not the issue. Whenever you look at the physicalness of it, it's not the issue. Here again, I do agree with Aphrodite about the one major thing here is I do think it's about trust on your side. I do feel,
Absolutely.
Like Aphrodite said, that if he was more open and honest with it and said, hey, this is the way it is, and we're just friends, okay, because I don't think that the relationship is that he's going to go back to his exes all the time for that. I think he accumulates a lot of friends. Okay.
Yeah.
So again, with you, you have to be number one in his life. You have to make those markers and say, look, if you want a relationship with me and you want to keep your friends, you have to be upfront and honest with me. You have to show me that I'm number one. These are the things that have to come into place, that we are a partnership. We are together, okay? And
right.
I would suggest looking at it in that way and really looking at the trust issue. Why are you fearing that you cannot trust him? And working on that trust issue.
So you guys think it's outlandish to expect someone to dissolve friendships that were once sexual?
Well, yes, because
you
never want him to talk to another woman again because he's with you. That's not fair.
No. I'm saying he slept with these women in the past.
You have this girl coming in all the time. It could be his friends, too. How are you going to feel about that?
You want to be the
only woman in his life? You can only talk to men now? Really? Do you think that's fair? No, it's not fair.
That's really the preference. You see the Pluto.
I know. So you need to work on this.
Okay. I will.
Yep. Just try and move more slowly to us with the retrogrades that are going on. And after June 9th, you'll be able to make a better decision. Both the benefactors have been retrograde, and they're coming back now. Venus is direct, and Jupiter is still retrograde in Libra, which rules partnerships as well. So take your time. Like I said, you know, it could be something that could be negotiated. And even if not, even if at the end you decide to abdicate the relationship, know that you gave
mm-hmm.
it that final try because you do love this person, okay?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's the most important thing to remember, okay? All right, well, keep us posted, okay?
Thank you. Thank you all so much.
All right. Have a sweet night. Bye. I was so like that when I was younger. I've gotten over it. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay. It's always a deeper issue, though. That's the point.
I know, it is. Area code 540-525. You're on the air.
Hello, ladies. It's Kara.
Hey, Kara. How are you doing
Kara,
tonight?
How are you?
Great. Just rained out.
Are you February?
Oh, I
heard
so that, but you know what? I had a great nap.
Yes, and it's so pretty and green now.
Oh,
we need
it is pretty.
Yeah.
So what do you do this tonight, Kyle? None.
Actually have, I met someone a little over a month ago, and I have a birth date for you. It's 10/22/72.
All righty then.
And do you know the time?
I don't. He was born in Roanoke, though, Virginia.
Yeah, figured that out. You have the same area code as Aphrodite.
Yes.
You're in my neighborhood. You haven't even been to see my new office yet, Kara. What's up with that? Okay.
Oh, I will. I will. I promise. This week.
All right. Well, I'm going to be traveling and stuff at the end of the week, but, hey, give me a buzz. See if you can get with. Let's take a look at the sky. All right. Very interesting. Wow. This Pluto sits on your moon. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He could really empower you as far as your piece of...
Yeah, but natally it does, too, as well. So hers does, too.
It's what? I'm sorry.
Natally yours sits on your moon. In your birth chart?
Well, Salem is less than 1 degree of arc from Roanoke. It's our bordering city here, Jacqueline. You don't know that part, yeah. We're that close. I mean, you drive around the street and it's like Salem, okay?
Right.
We're that close.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? I tell you what, there are some interesting hits here. This is definitely worth investigating.
I thought so.
How long have you been seeing him?
Just a little over a month. And it's just wow.
Yeah. Yep. I think it's worth investigating because when I look at the chart and I back off the details, I just look at the main themes. You guys have like a quadruple grand trine air. Holy moly. You can't make that happen. So your ability to negotiate, be individuals, and also share experiences is really good. And he seems to be also be a very helpful person, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Like you always step in and try and help everybody. You're very, very altruistic in your nature, and he has that ability as well. It's a little different the way he expresses it, but it's still there, and I kind of like that. Now, his Mercury's in Scorpio, though, so has he learned how to listen well?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think, Jacqueline? I like it.
I would investigate this one. I really would because you have a trine from your Mars to your Venus and from Capricorn to Taurus and Earth. He completes that with his Venus in Virgo. So now with his Venus, which is Venus trine Venus, which is a beautiful benefactor here, there is a great harmony between the two of you. And as Aphrodite said, I mean, holy moly with the trines in the air that it's just phenomenal. So it's great in the communication part. I do also suggest music for you guys. You have a Mercury in Pisces. He has a Mercury in Scorpio. It really brings the two of you together in a lot of different ways. You two have certain things that are in common, but it's kind of like the same note in two different tones on the piano, in two different octaves of the piano. You guys harmonize really well together, but you bring certain facets to each other that are a little different that together can enhance both of you to a great deal. So the reason why I'm bringing that up is because don't assume certain things. Always keep that line of communication. Use that air to your advantage and really communicate between the two of you, because both of you two have that water Mercury, which means that sometimes you guys just automatically are in tune with each other and intuitive, but you make certain assumptions that may not be true. So
okay.
Be careful about that, okay? But other than that, I would go for the ride. This is going to be a wild ride.
Yeah, so far it's amazing.
And I can tell you that, Kara, that you knocked his socks off from day one, trust me.
No.
Well, keep us posted, okay? We have a lot of people in the queue.
Okay.
I'd love to talk to you more, but we'll get with, okay? God bless
you. Okay,
Joy.
Have a good night.
Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Sweet. I love it when love happens, you know? It's good. Okay, let's see what our next one is. Oh, here we are. Area code 480, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
I'm sorry?
Howie?
This is Mike.
Have you called in before?
Yes. 52970,
Detroit. Gotcha. Detroit, Maine?
Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, Michigan, okay. We changed that. That could be a bad thing. Okay. And do you still live there?
No, I live in Ventura, California.
Ah, Valley Boy.
It's all good. So what questions did you have for us tonight, Mike? What's cooking?
Well, I'm looking at a possible move, and whether possibly in and around Ventura, but I'm really open to L.A., or maybe like Malibu, you know, or maybe even Orange County type of thing. I just kind of want to get some insight in around that.
So it's kind of a local move. It's not like you're going 900 miles. Okay.
Right.
So that makes sense to me. And when did you want to make this move?
I have a lease coming up in June, July.
Good. I want to encourage you not to sign a contract for a lease before the 9th of June, because Jupiter is retrograde in Libra in your second house of real estate. So it's a time to do all the research, find a couple options, and I would encourage you to wait to sign that lease until after the 9th, just because you don't want any misunderstandings. And not so much that anybody would be trying to hurt you, but there might be things omitted that you would want included in that lease, okay?
Okay.
But a local move seems okay to me. I'm kind of surprised you're doing it this early, because it seems like it would be more around October. But, again, sometimes it takes you a couple of months to get settled in, too. So that's okay.
I mean,
I'm looking at the full moon chart, because it's a new beginning for you.
It's really interesting that you say that, because it would be more practical at that time, because we're just about to launch myself and a business partner about to launch a new venture. So financially might be better by that time. And, you know, again, facilitate a move much more smoothly.
Now, do you think that they would extend you for a few months and you could move by November 1st?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Because you know what? I'm going to recommend that, because you're going through a Jupiter return this year. And so because of that, as Jacqueline would say, there's like a guardian angel on your shoulder about this move. What do you see, Jacqueline?
I agree. And here again, he's also going through his Mars return here in the next couple of months. So I think you're running a little anxious, like you're trying to run ahead of yourself. Okay, you want to get things done. You're done where you're at. Okay, and so you just want to move forward. However, in your relocation chart to Ventura, California, Saturn is sitting in your fourth house of your home. Okay, I so agree with Aphrodite about this. I really think closer to November 1st would be my goal. I think you're going to really challenge yourself if you do it earlier, okay? So I really think the patience will pay off, and really don't get yourself frustrated. Go do other things and just trust that it's going to happen, okay, instead of jumping ahead, because I really do think that it would be much better for you if you did it closer to end of October.
No, and with that.
And the other thing
I want to
tell you is that there's going to be two places you're going to look at, okay? And they're both going to be great in different ways. And I know as a Gemini sun, I would not want to go out with you to pick out a tie, okay? But you're going to find two pieces of real estate that you really, really like. And they're equal in some ways, but they're different in other ways. So you have to decide about the lifestyle and about if you can live your true spiritual philosophy in a place that you design or the place that you go ahead and put the money down on. And you're going to know that by that spiritual leap inside yourself, which one is the real deal. You're just going to know it when you see it. Okay?
Right.
So do your shopping.
Right, yeah.
Now, is your business such that you can take it anywhere?
Say again?
Is your business such that you can take it everywhere?
Yes.
I thought so. So it depends on where you're going to be happy most of the time with your personal life.
Yeah.
So the move is not about the business. It's about finding yourself at home and in a nice social environment, because you're a pretty social guy, aren't you?
Very.
Mm-hmm. And you want to be where there's a lot of international flavor.
Yeah, and California is really rough in the sense of I've lived here 18 months, and it's really difficult to meet, authentic people.
Well, you need to be in more of an international flavor kind of place. And
I was thinking downtown LA,
Ventura has a certain amount of flavor to it.
Yeah, it's pretty suburban, so it's Latino and white, pretty much. Where you get into more into Miami.
I would rather see you being around people from all over the world than just be qualified with two cultures. So I'm thinking that, L.A. is definitely a possibility. Now, when I was out in California, I lived there for 5 years. I was going to UCLA, and I lived in Santa Monica, which is right, of course, close enough to L.A. to tap into it. But at the end of the day, I was in Santa Monica, eight blocks from the pier, okay?
Right.
So I would look at some of the things in between also to find that place where you feel at home. And you can go to the grocery store and you feel like you have an angel on your shoulder. The people are just friendly because that's your sign. That's your sign.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Investigate it. Take your time a little bit more. But I really feel that this move is going to be great. And this beautiful new moon we have really sustains your ascendant and your south node. So the things you've been lacking, you're trying to create in this cycle. And I so want to acknowledge that. I'm so free to do this right now.
Yep.
You also want to be close to an airport, right?
Yeah, I would imagine if I moved that direction, yes, absolutely I would be.
Yeah. And so that's the other thing you have to consider. Yeah, ways to get on the highway, ways to get to an airport or a seaport, because you're going through an amazing expanse of time until the end of the year. And by the end of the year, you're going to know exactly where you stand with this new venture, okay? Because Saturn's going to go into Capricorn.
Yeah, because even with the business, I was thinking about, getting one of those Sprinter vans and kind of building like a little RV. Because, again, with the business, I can be anywhere and then just travel.
There you go.
Yeah, awesome.
Sounds like a plan. But I think think that, I don't know what kind of business you have, but I really feel it's going to be well because you're going to be building on a really good reputation over the next couple of years. And you're going to do well. Not to worry, okay?
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, many
Thank
blessings
you.
To you.
You will as well.
Sweet night. All right. Bye-bye. pretty cool chart, isn't it? The sun on the midheaven star. Oh, goodness gracious me. What a blessing that is. All right. You ready for
Absolutely.
The next one?
Okay.
Area code 917, you're on the air. Hello? Area code 917? Well, I think I'm gonna put him back on hold for now. And we'll go to the next one. Which is from your neck of the woods, Jacqueline.
All right.
Area code 561-212, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite and Jackie. This is Lena. How are you?
Lena!
How are you doing?
Hi.
For a while.
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there. Don't know if I tell you, but I got let go from my job on March 18th, a week after the new moon in Aries. So I wanted you to see, my home life is still the same, still living in the car, although that guy Steve wanted me to go live with him up in Orlando, which I didn't want to do, because I'm not moving 3 hours away from somebody I'm not sure if I want in my life or not. So I wanted to see what you think about this.
From what I'm seeing, it's only a 3-hour journey, and to me, it's better than living in your car for much longer, okay?
Yeah.
That's how I'm looking at it. And I'm also looking at it that if you had a stable place to get dressed, to go to interviews, and do the things that you want to do, you'd probably make more progress.
Probably.
You're trying to work with South Florida, and North Florida might be better for you. I just think that it's something to consider, because even if it doesn't work out, you can still live in your car. It's better to try it than not try it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I do think that you need to have a different direction, a refocus. And I do feel that that would give you a refocus on that. Again, Venus is going through your 10th house of your career, so I think at this point in time, and on this new moon, it's conjunct Venus in your 10th house. And it's really calling you to look at, what are your hopes and desires and dreams? Where do you want to go as far as your career is concerned? And I do feel that a leg up for a little while might help you out. But I really feel that you need to focus on really what you want to do as far as work is concerned and get out there with it. Because I do think that your confidence level is really where you're having the challenge here, not the
I am.
You can't.
I am, because as soon as I get a job, it's like it's the rug is pulled from me. I don't know if it's Saturn in my 10th house that's just kicking my butt, or if it's this area. There's just not stable employment around here.
Well, your Saturn is not in your 10th house in Florida.
Oh, really?
Saturn is in your 8th house in Florida.
Oh, that's not good.
It can be very good for actually spending other people's money, somebody investing in you. Don't worry about that part. And
yeah.
Mars is in trine to it over the next 2 weeks, too. So, again, if you could look at it from a different place, from a different perspective, be disappointed with some family members and stuff like that. This guy's been real consistent. And to get outside of the box that you feel locked into and get out of there and take a new view, I think it can be very beneficial. I agree with Jacqueline, too, about how Venus is moving right now. Now, the new moon's on the 26th. It's going to go from Pisces into Aries. So within a month, it's going to pass over your moon. You could get a great job. It's in your 10th house in the Florida chart. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
so So I would continue to continue and not look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah, I just we're not.
You
I'm not on great terms
settled.
With him. I know. I was all ready to sign a lease, and then I lost my job, so I had to get out of the lease. So, I mean, I was all ready to change my life, and then all of a sudden, I had to take two steps backwards again because I couldn't when I
your
lost
life
my
changed
job.
You.
So.
And when your life changes you, it changes you for a reason, okay? That would have been a mistake or would have happened. You have to trust the fact that divine only gives good things to their children, okay? So it probably would have been a bad commitment for you. But nonetheless, where is the interview at now?
It's in Delray Beach.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I mean, I'm not on good terms with that guy, Steve, either. If I was on better terms with him, of course I would consider it. But we have had this up-and-down relationship going on for a long time now, and there's a part of me that doesn't trust him. I can't see me living with somebody I don't really trust or I'm not really, you know, comfortable with.
And what I'm trying to say is that I would set some terms and limits. Of okay, well, we're going to try this out, but it's going to go under these terms, and you know, this is what I expect, this is what you expect. If there's anything different, let me know now, and I won't do it. Okay. So I again here, you do need some kind of stabilization at this point in time, and something to make you feel good. So I would have a strong communication with them about what the terms and limits are as far as you being there. And again, here, you can always leave.
Not unless
you can't
leave. Believe me, I would leave. Nobody keeps
so
me down.
So here again, you have exactly. You have a Mars in Aquarius. I'm so not concerned with you. Okay, you know, you're done. You're done. You're out of there. You know. So here again, that's the way I would do it. Just for a little bit of breathing room, for a little bit of you know airspace for you to regroup is all it's about. Okay. If it turns into anything more, great. If it doesn't, you're back in the same position you are. It's not like the worst thing in the world. And here
nothing
again,
ventured,
I do think
nothing gained.
Yeah. I wanted to see if I could get a job around here first, and then if all else didn't fail, I don't want to spend another summer in a car. I mean, it's just so horrible.
Oh, I know. Keep us posted, but if I were you, I'd give it a shot.
Okay.
Okay,
well, right now
posted.
We're mad at each other. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless. Bye. Okay. I think we're about to talk to a person that we both know and love.
Hey, thanks
Area code 305, you're on the air.
This is
yeah,
Jenny. Thank you for that. That's so nice. That's so nice to hear. And I'm here looking at the sun. I better stop looking at the sun, which just came out. We had lots of rain, lots and lots of rain. And you did too. So I'm ready for some sunshine in my life, Aphrodite and Jackie. When do you see the sun taking through the clouds that have been going and going and going and going?
I can't even find you on my computer because I put you in with the last name now.
Start with a K. A K like in King of the World.
Okay.
Karma.
I have a lot of K's on here. K what?
A.
K-A?
I'm 11-8-49.
I know I can't access it without a last name.
Ooh la la. Oh, I don't want to say it in public, so KA.
All right, well I'll let Jacqueline carry the ball. I'll see if I can find it on my computer. Hold on.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, life is shifting. And it will continue shifting. you're asking when is it going to get better? It's up, it's down, it's back, it's forth. You know, when it depending on the situation, Mars, which is a good thing, Mars is getting ready to go into your 10th house of your career. So one of the things that's going to go up in your life at this point in time is your work. There's going to be more activity. You're going to be doing more as far as your work is concerned. You're going to be getting more work. So this is going to shift again for you, which I really like. It's trusting the process because you're still in a long-term transformation and change. So there are certain benefits that are going to come to you over the next few months. Like I said, that's one of the best parts about this is that you're going to start working more. But here again, know that it's all a matter of trust. Yeah, I go back into that faith and trust. It's all good. Don't wait for that other shoe to drop. Look for the opportunities and trust the process because it is going to be good for you.
Has been very challenging. And although I'm feeling better after, you know, steadily going to the chiropractor, I really feel better. But the health has really scared me. And without, you know, resources, it's really hard to take any steps.
And that's my point exactly. I think there is more resources coming in for you. Okay. Again, you're going to get more work, so there is going to be more resources coming into you. Did you find her, Aphrodite?
I can't find her anywhere because I don't have enough letters to find her. I've got too many Dianas on here. I can't find her.
It's good. What can you tell me about my health? When is it going to start strengthening and more solidly able to stand on the ground?
You want me to give her your birth information, or do you want to?
Yeah, we can do that, but everybody else is waiting. Let me go ahead and try and put her back in here. Okay, go ahead.
11:49 a.m.
Say again. I can't hear you.
2:10 a.m.
I need to know a date.
11:49.
11:08. 1949. Time?
2:10 a.m.
And where?
Buenos Aires.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have to say, again here, the stress and the worry that you're having on your head is affecting your health more than anything else. And you have to look within that as far as why you are fearing the next step, why you're worried about the next step that you're going to take. That's really where it comes in. North Node in Virgo is going over or has gone over your Mars. And with that process, what it has happened is that it's really called your health to attention to say, hey, you need to take care of your own psychological health or your physical health is going to suffer. So it's more of taking care of the psychological health than to heal the physical health. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Thank you, Jackie.
What I'm seeing here is that right now is a time to get grounded. You're too much in your head right now. You come back to basics, okay? This new moon is going to be opposing your Mercury in Scorpio, so you have to make a new decision that you are who you are. You have to keep alive your I am presence of the Christ consciousness right now. And the nice thing is that's going on here, too, is Jupiter's retrograde on top of your Neptune, which means that some of the things that are going on with your health right now is because you're choosing fear over faith. And you need to choose faith over fear, okay? Now, your sixth house of health is not afflicted, okay? So a lot of this has an emotional base rather than a physical root, okay?
Yes.
So now is a time to really, really step up your prayers, your devotions. And don't look out of anxiety. Do it out of praise and faith and beauty. It's going to get you where you need to go.
And also, in following my friend's advice who told me about the rosary in my purse, right? Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
Exactly. Yes.
Thank
and
you
I want
so
to tell
much.
You
I
one thing,
you
too.
Good...
Another thing
yes.
you can do for yourself, okay?
I'm sorry?
Is to just
run that by
stop.
Me?
Like when you get into worry, just stop yourself and say, no, I have faith. Calm my still heart. That's all.
Thank you very much. And keep me
ask
in prayers,
the angel to calm your heart and make it still. You know that everything's in divine order because you are such an amazing woman. And you are doing everything by the root of integrity. You know, you always have.
Yeah.
And Mars going to Gemini, your ability to interpret other people, okay, and read other people is exaggerated for the next 7 weeks, Diana. How cool is that?
Well, I hope I have the work in order to be able to do that, which would be great. I want to thank you, and I want to wish you a wonderful trip back to Machu Picchu.
Thank you very much. And we both love you dearly.
Thank you very much, and I'll call you this week if I can, and have a wonderful trip. Bye.
Thank you
bye,
very
Jackie
much,
Lynn.
Bye. God bless
bye.
You. All right. Bye.
God bless you. Bye.
Area code 253. You're on the air.
Oh my goodness sakes! I didn't think I was going to get in. You gals are so popular. This is Debbie out in Washington.
Hey, Debbie!
How are you?
how are you guys doing? It's raining here, too. Imagine that. In Washington State.
The entire planet has gone crazy.
I think you're right. Although yesterday was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And I can see Mount Rainier from my deck. So... I was a happy camper.
Beautiful.
So
what can we do for you tonight?
I wanted to ask you gals, I started my new job, and I absolutely love it. Yeah, I so far so good. I'm loving it, and I was 200% of my goal and in 10 days of being there. So... For last month, or I should say this month, because the mailings cut off midway through each month. But anyway, I just wanted to see if this is going to continue, and hopefully I'll be able to make some money and get myself out of the hole that the other job put me in. So.
Well, you're looking at a process and not an event right now because of all the retrogrades.
Yeah.
Right. But everything seems to come in for a soft landing in mid-June. That's what I'm seeing. What do you see, Jacqueline?
I agree. This is a process. You are going to be – one of the things that this new moon enhances is your creative ability. So you're in a process where – You're not only doing your work, but you're also learning from your work, and there's this creative process going. So you're not totally settled into your work yet, but it's really headed in a direction. I would be enthusiastic about your work, and I would really focus on that and how that's working with you, because I think there's some great benefits coming over the next couple of months. I agree with Aphrodite that by June you'll feel a little bit more settled and things will start looking like they're going in the right direction again. And in actuality, they are at that time. But let it be in its process. Assume that it's going to be there and continue on doing what you're doing, because Mars is going to pass over your Jupiter. There's a lot of great hits coming up over the next couple of months.
Well, you both nailed it, but especially you, Jacqueline. I've been extremely enthusiastic because I love the culture. I love, you know, everyone I talk to, former clients, prospective clients, everyone has positive things to say about the company.
You're going through a big shift by this coming Friday.
Oh, really?
You're going
to
go through your Venus return
to...
in your sixth house of work and service in the Washington chart, and Venus is going to pass over your Venus in Aries and trine your moon in Leo in that 10th house of your career. You're going to feel that's the first shift, the end of this week coming up. But then, as Jacqueline pointed out, over these next couple of weeks, with Mars and Gemini moving over your part of fortune and your Jupiter in the Washington chart, you're going to be sailing, babe. But just keep it on until you can get to that part where Jupiter goes direct on the 9th of June. This is a wonderful time to prove yourself and be there. It's great.
Yeah, well, the owner, he already came in and sat down beside me. He said, "I want you to find me another one of you." I said, "Really? Okay."
He wants to clone you already?
Oh,
that is so funny.
I know. Isn't that funny? Yeah, well, he said, "Do you realize what you did? Do you realize what you did?" And I said, "What?" He said, "You 200% of goal." He said, "If you keep doing that, you will be like rookie of the year for all of Valpak nationwide." And I'm like, "Really?" I'm like, it's not that difficult. It's, you know what I'm saying? And I love doing it. So, of course, that's why it's not difficult. So, but yeah, so it seems to be going really well. And I was actually just sitting listening to you doing your readings for everyone else and enjoying what you were telling everyone else. So,
thank you.
This is a nice surprise. It's a nice little surprise, but my boyfriend's in Sweden on business for 12 days, so he's trying to get things accomplished. So,
and chilling out.
Little bum.
You have a really.
I didn't get to go.
Oh, I know it, but again, there'll be other times. It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you keep us posted, Deb, okay?
I will.
Many blessings to you, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you.
Same
back to you. Love you. Bye-bye.
It's you. Bye. Well, you only have 2 minutes left. So first I want to say we're not going to be on the air next Sunday because I'm going to be traveling. And Jacqueline wants to take a little sabbatical for her next Sabbath day. Let us tell them where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And if you'd like to friend us on Facebook, we're both on there. Just let us know that you met us on Blog Talk Radio. And it will friend you and it will keep you abreast of what we're up to next because we're always busy and always here to serve you, aren't we, Jacqueline?
Absolutely.
And you just have a blessed, blessed new moon and know that new beginnings are afoot. But take each step carefully with the retrogrades going on right now and be as grounded as you can. Don't react, respond, and step in. And many blessings. Talk to you in 2 weeks. Good night.
Good night.